And Coach Brennan is incredibly gracious. He is incredibly gracious to everyone in the community. We had Phil call in to the huddle. Phil, just a local guy from Burlington, who said he came and spoke to my kids' fifth and sixth grade team on a 7 o'clock practice on a cold night in February. And when, you know, I will tell this story because it's one that it means a lot to me. I will say that I had been here maybe 9 months. Maybe it was 9 months. And Tom Brennan and I had talked a couple of times, not many, but a couple of times. And we'd met a few times, and he'd been in studio, and we'd had him on in the huddle on Champlain Valley game night. Certainly, we were at a point where if you mentioned the name Brady Farkas to him, he would know who I was. But not, you know, on the level that he knows a bunch of other people in this business and in this town. We did something, and I don't remember what it was, but Tom Brennan called me one day in about May or June. Yeah, May or June, probably. So about 9 months. And he called me on the phone. He left me a message because I didn't get to the phone in time. And about 3 hours later, I listened to the message. And he said, "My boy," and that's what he calls everybody, "my boy, it's Tom Brennan. I just want to let you know that I listen to the show every day, and I think you're doing a great job. And I think you're bringing a lot to the station, and I really enjoy listening to you. You've got a bright future." And Tom Brennan didn't need to do that. He didn't. He didn't have any reason to lie to me about it. If he didn't think I was any good, he just wouldn't call. He just wouldn't say anything. He would just be nice to me like he's nice to everybody. But he went out of his way to, A, have my phone number and have it on, you know, in his contact list, have my phone number, give me a call. When I didn't answer, he had the patience to leave me a message, and he had the desire to give me a compliment. That is something that I've never told that story because I don't like having self-praise and that stuff, but it just goes to show you, Tom Brennan, all we've heard about in the celebration of him is how much he cares about people and how much he cares about his players, and he really wants them to know that he always had their back. I had known Tom Brennan. I'd met him a couple of times, and I'd known him for 9 months, and he called me to tell me that he had my back and that he appreciated the work that I was doing, and this is the first time I'm telling that story. And Coach Brennan, if you are listening, I want you to know that that meant a lot to me, because at a time where, look, 9 months in, we're trying to make real good headway at this station and really trying to continue to up our game. We're trying to figure out new contests to have and new promotions to do and what guests can we get today and tomorrow. We're trying to build this thing up every single day, and I'm trying to build this thing up every single day along with Rich and Arnie and the team that we have here. And the fact that the biggest athletic figure in this town recognized that and sought me out, that meant a lot to me. That's just the kind of guy that Tom Brennan is.